Mike, yesterday we saw Jared Aberdares come out late in practice on the field. I hadn't noticed him actually being on the field before. Is that an indication that he's any further along in the protocol?
Yeah, he's getting better. The medical staff, feels like he's taking more steps. But as far as being out on the field and what he's doing during the course of the rehab, I mean, it's just another example where he's at in the protocol.
Mike, what does he do? Is he able to do like physical exertion type things?
Well, there's different steps, and that's one of them. So, but he's going through it.
Mike, how much might losing Jordy have an impact on Randall's role in the offense, both on and off the field?
Well, I think it's very important for everybody, Randall, coaches, just to stay focused on what we need to do, and that's not try to ask or put pressure on any individual to try to do more. And so that's something that we're focused on. Every player on offense has a distinct role. They have things that we feel that they do best, and we'll stay the course in developing and driving our game plans towards that. So, we all understand the type of player Jordy is, but we're not going to ask any of our receivers or any of our offensive players now to go out and try to replace Jordy Nelson. That's not the plan.
Mike, is there any potential positive that could be gained in Aaron Rodgers playing in these last two games that would outweigh the risk of him getting injured?
The last two games?
The last two preseason games.
Every decision that's made anytime our players take the field, whether it's practice, games, is done with risk assessment. So every decision that has been made to this point, I'm very comfortable with the assessment of the risk.
How much does the fact that you have three injured starting offensive linemen who may or may not play Sunday go into your thinking about Aaron and the rest of the starters playing on Saturday?
All the injuries do. I mean, that's why we wait till, we'll practice today. We have things that we have to get done today. We'll hit those, and they'll come in tomorrow. We'll have the medical staff look at everybody, and that's why we do the play time the following day.
Mike, is there a chance Aaron won't play at all?
I wouldn't. I don't even know why we're talking about it. Like I said, we'll take a look at practice and see it, assess everything, and see where we're at.
Where's J.C. Treader in your rotation now? And with the
excuse me?
J.C. Treader, where is he in your rotation now as far as – I know he's the backup center, but where does he stand as far as the rotation at guard? And with potentially three guys out, where do you see his role coming up this weekend?
Well, I mean, JC's a young man that can play multiple positions. I think he's playing very well at center. But, yes, he'll be prepared to play guard or tackle. I think any time you're not a starter, the more you can do, obviously affects the way we'll play with 46 on Sunday. So, that's really the same training he went through last year, and that's continued this year.
Mike, is it, when you get to this point in training camp, less time on the practice field because of the short weeks, does it skew the evaluations even that much more to the games because there isn't as much time on the practice field to evaluate guys, or how do you see that?
No, I mean, football's football. Every practice is graded the same. The weight at every practice is part of the evaluation. Just yesterday's practice was cut back. It was potentially anticipated coming off of the long stretch we had between New England and Pittsburgh, and then obviously playing this week and going into a short week. So, I mean, it's all weighted the same when you're as far as grading the plays and the players. And but really, the thing that probably affects the grading more than that is the combination of who they're playing with. So, and that's preseason football because you're always playing as many different combinations of people as you possibly can.
Mike, what are some of the characteristics you look for from the young wide receivers that might get reps with the ones now that maybe wouldn't have been in that position before?
Characteristics?
Yeah, what types of things do you like?
Well, I mean, the characteristic evaluation, I think we're past that. It's about production, consistency, and just really how they fit to the football team. It's just, I think every young player that's fighting for a spot, I mean, the first vehicle is through special teams. So this is not a wide open competition because there's a spot available because of Jordy's injury. I mean, these young guys got to do a good job on special teams.
Mike, do you see Ty Montgomery as a guy that can line up in the slot and on the perimeter? And how hard is that, especially for a young receiver, to line up in both spots?
Ty has the ability to play inside and outside. No question about it. He's been playing primarily inside. So, you know, it's important to get him reps out there, and that's really what it is. It's the reps and the timing with the quarterback and getting that established, the route running principles and the details. So it's really reps, but he's fully capable of it.
Bakhtiari can't go again this weekend. Who do you see playing left tackle?
We'll see. I'm hoping David, you know, potentially may go today. We'll see how he is. I know he's feeling better, but I don't have the report, so. We do play time on Friday.
Do you want to get Fulaga any reps at left tackle at all during this preseason?
We'll do time on Friday. I mean, I'm not going to talk about who's playing where.
Hey, Mike, Dayton's got a history of ankle injuries. Are you concerned about that, or do you think it's pretty minor?
Am I concerned? I wouldn't say it's major. I don't see him playing this week, so we'll see how he progresses to rehab and see where he is for next week.
Do you know if Tolzien's going to practice today yet?
He's going through the concussion protocol.
You were getting good progression from him. Do you think you got as much as you wanted to see, at least out of Scott, that lets you know where?
Well, you know, I think he needs to play again this preseason. So, you know, we'll, I mean, he's, you know, right now he's injured. So we'll see.
But you got a pretty good amount of.
Yeah, he's played a lot of football. But this is the time of year that, you know, that he needs to play as much as he can.
Coach, too much specific, any more specific game planning for your opponent in the last couple of games, or you may mostly just keep it your own stuff here as well?
We're on a season schedule, and it's more about routine, just the way the meetings are structured, what's being, you know, taught in the meetings. It's the level of game planning is not the same as in season. But, you know, we have a plan for Philadelphia.
Mike, if whatever you decide to do with Aaron, if you don't have Tolzien, what would it do for Matt's development and Brett's development and just their experience level?
Well, I think this is going to be a big night for both those guys. I mean, Brett and Matt, I mean, it's, you know, the fact that, you know, they to be able to play in all three games. I don't know if I've seen four quarterbacks do that. So, yeah, I think Brett and Matt will have a lot of reps